Welcome to the Simple Program Workshop of UCMA 31. My name is Persia and I'm an addict. Can we please open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer? Okay. God. I need serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Kiki has been asked to read what is the Narcotics Anonymous program. Up here. Hello, I'm Kiki. I'm an addict. I'm coming from Greece. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? NA is a non-profit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organization. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean. Thank you. Kathy has been asked to read Why Are We Here?
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm an addict, and I'm from Texas. Before coming to the fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different, and we thought we had found it in drugs. We placed their use ahead of the welfare of our families, wives, our husbands, and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide, but addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Many of us ended up in jail or sought help through medicine, religion, and psychiatry. None of these methods was sufficient for us. Our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until in desperation we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. We suffered from a disease from which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, and recovery is impossible.
At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Steve C. from Washington.
My name is Steve, and I'm an addict. And I'm from the Washington, Northern Idaho region, the Lewis County area, and my home group is South Enders, which meets Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And in Winlock, Washington, and if you're ever in the area, drop in, because we love visitors, and we treat visitors as well as we treat newcomers. And you know how we treat newcomers. That's a given. Of course, I want to thank the programming committee and the committee that put on this marvelous event so far, and I know more is coming, for the opportunity to speak at this workshop. It's an incredible honor for me. I have a humble addict who got clean in the Cascade Mountains in Washington State, a very small town, and about 16 years ago. And of course there was no Narcotics Anonymous in that Packwood at the time. I traveled about 75 miles for an NA meeting. And the journey that this recovery has taken me on has been incredible. And the opportunities that have been afforded me through this journey have just been overwhelming. And this one right now is definitely one on the top of the list. I love Narcotics Anonymous, and it works. It works. When I got a call from Mike at the World Service Office asking me if I would do this, well, first off, I rushed for about 3 hours, just intense. Well, yeah, sure, you know. And then I started thinking about this topic, a simple program. And I know over and over we hear the simplicity of the program and how simple it is here and there. And what I know about myself is I am complicated. I complicate everything, the most simple thing, and my brain starts to work it, and all of a sudden it turns complicated. So one of the first things I do when I have a topic to speak on is I go to this book. I go to the back of the book and look for that topic. And so that's what I did, and there's nothing under simple in the index. That's how I went to it works. How and why? And nothing under simple. And just for today, nothing under simple. So my next choice was to start at the beginning. And first off, every time I read this book, it benefits me. I'm so grateful for this book being here when I got clean. Because it doesn't matter what circumstance I'm in, it's always true, and it's always a benefit. But I opened up the book and went to the first written page, which is IX, and it's our symbol. And the first word is simplicity. And I got to do this because I want to quote it. Simplicity is the key to our symbol. It imitates the simplicity of our fellowship. And immediately, as is normal when I read this book, I felt better because that was the first word in our basic text, simplicity. And then, of course, paragraphs go on afterwards and talk about the symbol, and you know, I could speak my whole 35 minutes on that. And that's not the topic. But what I know and what I've done with that symbol is tried to seek the balance of self, God, society, and service. And to tell the truth, I've been really out of whack because usually I'm not balanced with those four at all. Usually off doing one thing or another. It's getting closer and it's getting better because progress, right? Progress. So in the as I read through the book, and I'm, you know, really grateful for the opportunity, I read the first book in its entirety, and I haven't picked up this book in a long time, so this was a very good thing for me to do. But welcoming newcomers, our book says we welcome newcomers with a simple message, and that is that we have found a new way to live without the use of drugs, and we freely share it with anyone who has a problem with drugs. That's pretty simple. And that's what I heard at my first meeting. And for my entire recovery, I've made every effort that I can to make sure every newcomer that comes into meetings hears that simple phrase, that we have found a new way to live and we share it freely. That's followed by the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. Simple. All you need to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous is the desire to stop using. Have I ever complicated that one? Oh, I think so. Yeah. I could forget, you know, that people coming into our meetings loaded belong there. And they can, you know, and I forget that I met that requirement for membership long before I got clean. I wanted to stop using. I just couldn't. But that's the only requirement for membership. And when I got here, I remember, so I require, and am I an addict? Comes up, and that's simple. An addict is any person that has problems with drugs. You know? Or any person that lives controlled by drugs. I knew that I had a problem with drugs when I first came through the doors. I'm not sure that I knew my life was controlled by drugs. In fact, I think I thought maybe in NA I could learn how to control my drug use and use successfully then. But, you know, well, you know, I was a newcomer, right? One of the simple things I came across in reading the basic text was, we keep what we have by giving it away. Now, when I first got here, that didn't make any sense to me at all. Because my stash was mine. And if I gave it away, I didn't have it anymore. You know? So that phrase confused me as a newcomer, but today I understand its simplicity. Because if I don't stay active in this program, if I don't keep carrying our message, our primary purpose, then I lose it. It just goes away. I forget. And that's very dangerous ground for me. And for what I've seen around the table is dangerous ground for all of us. And otherwise, a message of hope. And the only promise is a promise of freedom from active addiction. Simple. Very simple. I thought I heard all kinds of promises. You know? when I got here, and promises of a new car and a working relationship and money in the bank and all kinds of things I thought that I would get for working this program, but that was my mind working and distorting things and making that unreal expectations. There's only one promise, and it works. Just for today. How simple. You know, if just stay clean for one day. And if that's too difficult, we break it down to 1 hour. Or 1 minute. Whatever it takes. If I'm clean for the next minute, I've got a minute clean. If I'm clean for the next hour, I've got an hour clean. If I'm clean for a whole day, you know, I've done better than I've ever been able to do before. And then we string those days together and look what happens. Miracles. Simple. Principles before personalities. You know, this topic is simple program. It's not easy program. Those words are not, don't not mean the same. Because it's simple doesn't make it easy. Principles before personalities is not easy for me. But it's doable. I reflected on that and thought, how many countless hours of service committee meetings could we eliminate if we all adhered to principles before personalities? If we worked the principles of this program that are so simple that we can use them in our daily lives. A God of my own understanding. This one I'm going to go off on because I went off on it. How simple. I heard in my first meeting that I got to choose a God of my own understanding. I was raised in a very strict Catholic environment. And at an early age, about actually the same time I started rebelling against that religion. And I really don't know why. I was just the rebel without a cause, without a clue. You know, I just needed to rebel. And the God of their understanding is a vengeful, lightning bolt throwing, and damnation to hell kind of God. And it was the only God I knew because that was the God I was told about in my upbringing. And so what I knew was through my behaviors, because if you didn't abide by the rules in the Catholic Church, their God was going to throw you in hell for eternity. And I knew by my behaviors that was my ultimate demise. So, using was relief from that. It made me forget. But that was the God of their understanding that I was taught. So when I came in through the doors of Narcotics Anonymous and heard the word God, I was taken aback. And I didn't differentiate between religion and God at that time. My beef was with a religion, not God. What kept me here was my total willingness to change and my desperation in active addiction. I was willing to try, and I was willing to change. And boy, howdy did I try. Because I took a God of your own understanding on with a vengeance, with all the obsession and compulsion that I could muster, I sought who my God was going to be. I went to other religions. I went to synagogues, I went to other Christian religions, and I went to temples, and I went to Native American sweats, and I bought endless books, and I read, and I studied, and expended a lot of energy, a lot of time, and a great deal of money seeking this God in my understanding. And it certainly wasn't a total waste of time. But what I found out and what I learned was just what I heard in my first meeting. Because it's all true. All those different beliefs are true. And it doesn't matter what I believe. It only matters that I believe. And faith is the key, because if I believe it's true, it is. And it works. And it's magic. And it's real. And I also learned, as an analogy, that you can starve to death reading cookbooks. There is no nutritional value in cookbooks. And no matter how many you read and how much you study them, you cannot nourish yourself. It's only through partaking of the nourishment. And that was a big lesson. But the part that amazes me and makes me laugh today is, through all that effort, all I needed was a God of my choosing. You know? Another simple concept in Narcotics Anonymous: work the steps. They are the principles that make our recovery possible. They are the solutions to active addiction. The only way to work the steps is to work them. The only way to write the steps is to write them thinking and talking about steps is a lot like reading cookbooks and trying to survive. Working the program of recovery has simplified my life. It's not just a simple program. It has simplified my life in so many ways. Honesty in all my affairs. How much simpler my life is that I don't have to live in deceit or lie or cheat, steal, as I did in active addiction. How much simpler it is that I don't have to worry, that I don't have the fear-based life that I lived in active addiction. My self-worth today has risen to a point where I can love myself. How much simpler my life is, not having to loathe my day-to-day living. And how much simpler my life is with fewer obsessions and compulsions. And I emphasize fewer because it's progress, not perfection, right? And how much simpler my life is today because of my faith in a higher power. And I'll know, no matter what, everything's going to be okay. It's going to turn out okay. It might turn out just like it's supposed to, but it'll be okay. And every time I think about this, I just heard someone in a meeting, you know, say, everything will be okay as long as nothing else bad happens. Just for fun. Yeah, my life is so much simpler today, and it just gets better. I've received so many benefits from this journey that they're countless. And one of the most important ones in my life, because it totally changed my life, was allowing someone to come in my life and being in love. When I lived in Packwood, Washington, the name of the NA group in Packwood, Washington is Backwoods. I wasn't calling anyone who lives in Packwood, Backwoods. The NA people there know what it means. When I got clean and lived for quite a few years in Packwood, NA was my love. And I had given up all hope or any thought of any relationship. It just wasn't necessary, because Narcotics Anonymous was filling the love that I needed, and of course I was totally out of balance, right, in that service thing. I was servicely committed and running around doing that, but it was enough. I was happy and I was okay. And then my higher power and Tammy had a different idea, that I would be fulfilled and finding a significant other to share this wonderful journey with. And she had to really work at it to get my attention, but that's her story. She called me dense because I didn't get it for so long. And my side is, it's in God's time. But, like I said, that's her story. When we decided to marry, we planned to marry at this event here. We thought this would be a great thing to do. And honeymoon this week. But this was a while ago and we couldn't wait. So we've been happily married for 4 years now. 4 years in July. And we're finally getting our honeymoon. And we got here yesterday, and so far it's as blissful as our wedding and our marriage has been. My attic lives on. As much work as I've done emotionally, and as much work as I've done spiritually, there is no doubt my attic survives. And it's not laying dormant in wait. It's actively kicking my butt all the time. 2 years ago, I was dying. I was dying of a disease which is technically called morbid obesity. And a little over a year and a half ago, I had a surgery that literally has saved my life. And it's another miracle in my life. And it's science, not magic, plan. Part of the reason I was able to do that is because I have a reason to live these days. I probably wouldn't have done it without having a reason to live. But today I don't take any of the medications that I was taking so much of, the high blood pressure, the cholesterol, the insulin, all that stuff is gone. No more. I've lost 150 pounds. And I walked today. When we were in San Diego, I had to rest every 5 or 10 minutes of walking places. It didn't work well at a world convention. Rested a lot. But I have energy today that's just beyond belief. I didn't even recognize energy at first. I didn't know what it was. I was just up and doing all this stuff, you know. And darn, wow, that's energy. Been so long. So it's just another miracle in my life, and it's all due to getting clean and being in Narcotics Anonymous. And the addict lives on, you know. More recently in my life, this past month, the whole month of August, I've been painting our house. And there's a miracle, the fact that I can do that, that I can go up and down ladders and I can run around, but every free moment of my time, I've been painting or cleaning or getting ready to paint. And I've been told that I'm obsessing on go figure. And of course my response is, what's the only way I can get it done? Right? It's a big job. Addict behavior, I think so. But today, you know, that's not a self-destructive behavior, and it's nothing I'm going to have to make amends for. And it's actually productive because the house is looking good. You know? And I had hoped to finish it before we came. Of course I didn't. It'll be there when I get back. That's for sure. Nobody else is going to paint it. So the addict lives on, and I believe that's just the way it is. Our addicts live for as long as we do. But the program of Narcotics Anonymous helps us keep it in check. We don't have to use it again. And for that, I am so grateful. And now I'm going to do a shameless plug for, since you guys are at this convention, you love conventions, and the Washington, Northern Idaho region is hosting the second oldest convention in the world, next to this one, Pacific Northwest Regional Convention of Narcotics Anonymous, number 28, in Tacoma, Washington, on October 14th through 16th. You're all invited to come. Please do. And if you really want to know, it's on the Washington Northern Idaho webpage, and you can get there through that. And just going to share with something from my heart to you all. And that is that I honor the place in you that the entire universe dwells. I honor the place in you that is of love and of light, of peace and of truth. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Teresa from Brazil.
Good morning. My name is Teresa. I'm from Brazil, an addict. Hi. Good morning. I'm a little nervous. As a matter of fact, very nervous. But I don't speak English so well. Then I'll try to explain to you how I feel this program. How is my feelings? I was thinking about this when I was there. And in my country, when somebody asked me to share with them about something of the program, I talk about my experience and what I'm feeling about this. And this simple program for me is the way that NA gives me the opportunity to change the way, the complicated way that I have, that I always did in my life. How complicated my feelings are. Still today they are like this. You know? I'm here in about 1 week, and my feelings during this time is like if I was a child. I miss everything in this day. I miss my country, I miss my language, I miss my children. I'm like this in this moment. And this morning I was with my friends that they are here in Brazil, but they don't speak English. And I'm only the person that can translate them something. And there is so, it makes me a little tired because I have all the time to understand the language, try to understand, try to translate for them, and try to translate for me too, because I'm not usually to speak so frequently in English. Huh? But this is what the program, this simple program is trying to do with me. It's trying to give me the opportunity to change this, to change this, the way of feeling. I'm trying to learn to feel the exact moment that I live. This my life is happened in this moment, because always I feel if I wasn't here in this time. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but it's like if I was at, was I was 3 or 4 years, which was a child, and not if I was here in this moment. And I was thinking about what happened with me when I came to NA for the first time. I knew about NA for the first time with a friend of mine. She was already in A, I didn't was yet, and when I look at her, I see a new face. I look at a face with serenity, and I didn't understand what happened with her. But something made something with me when I look at her. Because she told me about a meeting, she told me about something that was happening in her life, and that the things was getting better. And the first time that she told me that, I did, this is not for me. I don't want this. And I tried to go away from her. But the things was becoming worse and worse, and then I remember her. I remember her, I remember her face, and I looked for her, and she told me where there was a meeting near my city. And I went to the meeting. And that was the second time that I knew this program. The first one, it was in her face, and the second one, it was in the first meeting I went. In this meeting, in our country, we have a blackboard. Like this here, and in the blackboard we write what we have to do and what we don't have to do, And then we don't have to do, we don't have to have afraid, we don't have to be hungry, we don't have to be we're not honesty, we don't have to be scared, we don't have to go to the first, I don't know what to say in English, but go to the first, use drugs for the first time. You don't have to go to places when you have to find the drugs. And like this. And the other side, when we have to do, we have to go to the meetings, we have to go to talk with our sponsor, we have to write the literature of NA, and that was what happened with me. The blackboard was learning me what I have to do to have a simple life, to understand the simple program. It's the first time I saw something like this, and the first time I opened my mind to see that, because at this time, at this moment, I don't want to see that way. I want to see the other way. I want to tell to me that I will find a way by myself. I never knew a higher power. I thought my higher power was something like very bad. And in the meetings when I was going, and then in Brazil, we suggest for everybody that comes to the meetings the first 9 days, go to a meeting every day, and something will happen with you. Then you can decide if you want to stay and if you want to go out. And this 9 days for me was opened my mind, and I was discover a new high power, a power that today he's doing this for me too. He's doing take me like this and carry me. Because it's very difficult for me to ask for help. It's very difficult. I always think that the people will think something about me, will don't like me because this. Yeah, and then I became to serve in AA. That's the way, the first way I feel that I could be accepted for everybody. The first time I went to the service, it's not to like to send the message. I know that I was sending the message, but that time it was only saying, this, if I do that, they will accept me, they will like me, and that's the motive, the reason that I decided to became in the service. And the other reason too, it was because in my city, on Saturdays there was only a meeting, and this meeting the person that make the open the meeting was it would stop to do that, and somebody has to do that, and I needed the meeting open. Then I decided to stand up my head and that I do that. And then I became to the service, and after that I'm 10 years clean now. And just this time, 1 month clean, I was in service. It's about 2 months ago I stopped with the service in NA because I was decided to come back to my home group. And because how can I tell you? I grew up in the service too. I was secretary, after I was treasurer in the group, after I was to the helpline, and like secretary, like coordinator, like treasurer, after I went to the treasurer of my area, and after I was stay at the office of the region, and after that, this all the time I stay in service in NA. And this what happened with me, something that I told like to see is I need to go back to the group. I need to stay in my group, share with you what's happened with me, because something is, I was down, upstairs. I was thinking that only the service is okay for me, and that is not true. But this time that I stay at the service, it's helped me to understand more this message, to understand more my place in this message, to understand more the steps. I began to write the steps with my sponsor, and that's opened a lot of things in my mind, opened to me knew myself better, to be more patient with me, because I'm so hard with me and I do everything I have to do right. And I think it's happened this now with me again in this time that I'm here in Hawaii, and because I heard everybody. I'm going to the meetings every day at 8 o'clock at 12 coconuts, and I heard everybody talking about, oh, I'm so grateful, and I'm there like this, oh my God, I want to cry all the time. I'm grateful, but my feeling's not that. I'm feeling different, and I know what to do. I don't feel like if I had the right to show this for you. Because I have to show them that I'm happy like them, but I'm happy, but this is the feeling that I have because I'm new. I'm understand more my way to live the things, that everything is new for me, the life is new for me, and this program gives me this opportunity to feel the things and to show the things for you. And I thank you for this opportunity to be here to speak with you, because if there is not, I will not speak for anybody. My friends from Brazil, they are here, and today they take me, they give me all the kindness I need. What can I say more for you about this? I have some sponsors too, and I learn about the program with hers, with them. And the service, my higher power, my family is very important for me too. I have 2 children, and for all my life I lived with them alone, and I didn't participate of their lives. I didn't think to. I always think about they are a responsibility, not a pleasure, and that makes it difficult for me to live with them. Now it's a pleasure for me to have them. I have a grandchildren already, and that is the opportunity I think God gives me to live with these children what I didn't live with my children. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful to God to give me this opportunity to stay here, and this simple program gives me the opportunity to be here and to think this, feel these things. And I usually don't talk more than I think that I've already told you everything I had to tell you. Then it's all I have to tell you again. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Let's thank Stephen Teresa for speaking. And since we have some time, if anybody wants to share, stand up for the meeting. Okay.
name, James. I'm grateful to be at another Narcotics Anonymous meeting clean. A simple program is really how I need to keep it. For me, you know, using, it's real simple what happens when I use. You know, I wind up in jails, institution, or death. And I've came real close to experiencing death a couple of times. And I did the institution and the jail thing. And for me, you know, just don't pick up. My life is so much easier when I work this program. I stay out of that triangle of self-obsession. And that's exactly where I go as soon as I forget to talk to God, read the literature. You know, I'm a sick puppy. And just picking up that book makes a world of difference in my life. The third step. You know, if I remember to apply the third step in my life every day, my life's so much simpler. You know, I don't have to control everybody and everything. You know, I'm completely powerless over the airlines, and I was ate up on the flight over here, you know, and that's just sick. There's nothing I can do about, you know, United Air. But I'm just real grateful to be here, and, you know, this is unbelievable. I was talking to my sponsor this morning, and doing the right thing is real underrated, you know. Because this time last year, I was living in the Salvation Army making 20 cents an hour. I'm in Hawaii today. I don't couch surf anymore. You know, it's awesome. I have a couch at my house today. It's been a long time since I can say that. You know, this is just awesome. I'm so grateful to this program. I'm grateful to be clean. And I was actually woke up this morning by a sponsee. And it was awesome to be able to tell him what it's like down here and tell him next time he'd be here. You know, just keep coming. That's all you got to do. Keep showing up. I think in one of the Just for Today, I don't remember what month it's in or what day it is, but it talks about some people search their whole life to find what we found in Narcotics Anonymous. And I think that's very true. I think I was searching my whole life to find what I found here, and I'm so grateful to have found it. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Beatrice, and I'm an addict. And I would like to thank our speakers for what they've shared. And I come from Greece, and in Greece we have this expression that I drown within a spoon of water. And as an addict, you know, this is exactly what I'm doing very often. And it took me long to understand that drugs complicated my life so much. I became so unmanageable when I was using that it took me weeks to make simple decisions of life. And, you know, for me today it's as simple as this, that whenever I get away from the NA program and from you, my life becomes so complicated. And that's exactly what happened to me a few months ago. I had my priorities all wrong, and I got into an abusive relationship, and I stopped going to meetings, and I really stopped working with the steps, and, you know, everything became so complicated again. And then another miracle happened. I visited another convention which took place where I come from, and I got the message again. And you know, the God of my understanding is so caring, always with me. And I found my new sponsor there, and I heard him share. And, you know, just in a minute, magically, I realized what was going on. And then I asked him to be my sponsor, and I came back to Athens, and we met. I was so confused and so scared. And he just gave me a piece of paper, you know, an A4 paper. And he named it Emmanuel, the famous manual. And he wrote a few sentences in this page. And they were just so simple. I read them and read them over and over again for about 2 weeks. And it still amazes me how simple they really are, and how, you know, the DNA program works. And there was a few words with my priorities. First priority is my recovery. Second is family and NA friends. And then there's work. And, you know, after maybe a relationship. And just simple things that I have to do every day when I wake up, and I write a prayer, and I read the Just for Today literature, and I do 3 meetings a week, and I call him, I try to every day, and it really does work. And within a few months, my life started becoming simple again. And, you know, what you shared about the third step, how simpler my life becomes when I really believe in God, and that everything's going to be okay. And I have that today, and I have you to thank for it. And I'm really grateful. Thanks for being here.
My name is Magilla, and I'm an addict. And when I was 18, I first got into my first crime, and there was alcohol involved in it. And so I was forced to go to these AA meetings. And 12 years later, you know, I mean, I go to the meetings, and I thought it was, I figured I read the list, the steps and everything, and I figured that was good enough, and I'm cured or something. You know, that I'm back out there, and I'm using it again. So that it was a court-appointed thing. And then I went through this one meeting, and this guy said, you know, like how when we first come in here, you know, we want to share, we want to share. And I'll be able to, and I was sharing, but I was telling how it used to be, you know. And that's one thing I can do, is share about how it used to be and the crap that I went through. And nothing about the recovery itself. And I never knew what the steps meant. I could read them fine, but I didn't know what they meant. And then I was put in a position where I have these people that are counselors for the drug program, and there's booklets available from NA that breaks down each step so I can understand what each step means. And when I can understand what each step means, then I discover what the program is about. I discover what I'm about, and that's important. And that is a simple step, just getting to know who I am. And that I appreciate A&NA, and thank you all for being a part of my program. And I think that's part of the simple steps in here, is that the information is there, it is available. It's not just those steps, you know, but you can break those steps down further, and that will discover recovery. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Paul. I'm an addict. And I like the topic, keeping it simple, because I'm a complicated person, and I can think myself right out of here. I did that back in 1991. I was just analyzing and thinking, and I was not keeping it simple. And I went back to using for another 10 years. And I came back in 2001. There's a slogan, keep it simple. And I really try to follow that every day through a lot of the things that some of the people up here spoke about, by reading literature, attending meetings regularly. Sometimes if I'm complicating things, it's suggested to me that I write a gratitude list of those things that I'm not doing. That's those things that I'm grateful for, like not waking up at 6 a.m. to go cop a bundle because it's the fresh batch out that morning, or where am I going to get that clean set of works? Where am I going to get the ways and means to use for another day? I really keep it simple so that I don't go back to using. And that a lot of times just means getting out of my own head and sharing with others, and getting experience, strength, and hope from people who are staying clean one day at a time. That sometimes means just taking it minute by minute, because I can still feel like using at any moment. I can turn a corner while walking down the street, and someone might be using right in front of me, and that's happened. I remember going to an NA meeting, and I was crossing 2nd Avenue in Manhattan, and I looked down, and there was a glassine bag with some kind of white powder in it. And I remember walking over it, and I got to the other side of the street, and I stopped. And I said, should I go back and get that? What's inside of it? And I made a conscious decision to just keep going. And it was like a turning point for me. Any moment I can really feel like using it. Sometimes I go by slogan of the no matter what group, just no matter what, I don't get high. And sometimes just really keeping it simple is the only way for me to stay clean. Thanks a lot for letting me share.
My name is Mark. I'm an addict. Thank you so much. A couple years into my recovery, my sponsor was like, he was going to fire me. And he said, it's time to start working your steps. And I said, you know what, man, I'm almost ready, because I had this computer in mind, and especially the printer, because I wanted to publish it and probably have it nice. And he went into his kitchen, pulled off a paper towel, grabbed a crayon, and handed it to me. And he said, start, So, thanks for letting me share.
Jonathan, I'm an addict, and I live in Northern California, and my home group is the Read and Recover group, Wednesday nights. And I was thinking about a simple program, and by the way, thank you both for speaking. I had the privilege of going to Colombia a few years back to the World Convention, and I was just so impressed with the big contingency from Brazil. I really loved seeing all the different cultures there. But anyhow, I was thinking, you know, a simple program for me doesn't mean that I don't have complex relationships, that I don't have a lot of complex decisions that I have to not make, you know. And I'm thinking that NA has really equipped me in my life and in my recovery to make a lot of really complex decisions and to get through a lot of really complicated times in my life. And I've gone through quite a few things and events in my life too, and I was just thinking that, you know, NA has always been the anchor for me, you know. That when I first read in the second step, talking about a kind and loving higher power, that was a concept that I'd never heard of. That was something that was really foreign to me, because to me, it was about getting over. It was about always being on top. You know? Whenever I am in a really, in a turmoil, you know, you know, this program has really helped me solidify, you know, what is my priority? Stay clean. Number one, never use. You know, number two, tap into that higher power for direction. Number three, don't stay alone. And four, you know, what is my side? You know, when I first got here, I heard and I knew, and even addicts, people who aren't addicts, you know, you hear romance and finance are the two big things that really get you in trouble. And it was for me too, romance and finance. You know, with a few years clean, I'm still making, you know, I'm still having problems in those areas. But, you know, I've always been able to go to the well, you know, and ask for help. And just practice humbling myself to my higher power in this process of recovery. But before I even believed in a kind and loving higher power, I always believed in the process of Narcotics Anonymous. You people actually gave me my first introduction of seeing people being able to get through a problem, come out the other side, and live without having to put something in my system just to survive. So to me, a simple program doesn't mean just simple problems or simple. It's taking very complex problems and approaching them in a very simple way, perhaps. Maybe that's because, you know, there's God. You know, maybe that's because my higher power is helping me along the way. I'm aligning myself with my higher power. That's what came to my mind. Thanks.
Sorry, I was late. I was talking to my name is Bruce. I have the disease of addiction. I'm one of God's greatest miracles. And I was talking to a person I had just met, and she had a lot of complicated things that had to be resolved for her. So I listened to her, and I basically told her the best thing to do is just let go of what happened and just live for today. Because whatever happened is dead, gone, all that. You know, like saying to an addict, keep it simple. Or if you're a Hawaiian, I think maybe this is a Hawaiian thing. Keep it simple, stupid. You know? It's just an extra way of saying keep it simple with a little adjective. It doesn't mean stupid. It means, to me, be as stupid as you possibly can so I can remain teachable. That's pretty simple for me. But telling an addict to keep it simple is as good as Nancy Reagan saying, just say no. I have no idea how anybody in this fellowship can ever keep this simple. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of strength, inner courage, and it takes a great relationship with a power greater than myself that I choose to call God to help me through those times where my mind wants to race. I had AIDS. So the first time I ever got a cough, and it was just simple bronchitis, before I found that it was simple bronchitis, my mind went into, all right, this is pneumocystis pneumonia. I'm going to end up in the hospital near death. Because that's how my mind works. It always wants to complicate and make a drama out of everything. Because like everybody else here, I'm sure, I'm a simple drama queen. And that's what I do. I make a drama out of everything in life. So what I'm choosing to do on a daily basis now is tell my mind, ask my mind one simple thing when it's working up to all this stuff. I heard somebody say this, it's not an original for me, but he said whenever his mind was telling him, like somebody walks into a room, you look at him, you say, I don't like him. I don't like her. And he finally asked his mind, why don't you like him? His mind said, I don't know, I just don't like him. And then he asked his mind one simple question. What's your source of information? And it stopped his mind completely. Because the mind never has any valid source of information. It's all about, you know, like projecting out on who somebody is, what they're about, and all the other stuff. And it has nothing to do with what's real. So the way I try to keep it simple, and I don't even like the word trying anymore, because trying is just, you know, the old expression, trying is dying. I think I have to be in a place of just doing and being, rather than trying and dying and trying. And if that's too complicated for you, then, you know, that's too bad. But, you know, for me, what this really comes down to is just one day at a time, showing up, looking at my first step. And my first step was like, well, wait a minute, how can I be powerless and not pick up and go to meetings? It doesn't make sense. So immediately I was confusing myself before I ever made it into recovery. And what I learned is just listen. Just listen and follow direction and trust that whoever came before you knows how to stay clean a lot better than you. Knows how to help you find a relationship with a power greater than you, better than you. And listen to the messages no matter where they come from. And know that all those messages are there so you will learn. I only learn when I'm thinking in here. I only learn when I'm not thinking in here. If this is going, I'm not hearing. And the best thing I can do when I speak is to really hear what I'm saying too. That's a discipline. And all of this is a simple, simple discipline. And I try not to make it too complicated. I get into my drama and all that. But the bottom line is, whatever happens, I know that I am protected. I know that I have a higher power who absolutely loves and adores me. And so I try to do that as best as I can with other people too. And be an encouraging factor in people's lives. That's my purpose. So I want to thank you for letting me share. And I'll see you all later.
Tommy has been asked to read We Do Recover.
My name is Tammy and I'm an addict from Washington State. This is We Do Recover. When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you for this meeting, for having me do this meeting. So make a circle around the room and close the meeting with the third step prayer.
Take my blood.